Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, find out how this has been done on a washing machine. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
OK, here we go. It is merchandise time. Online one is Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning to you.
Lindsay, hello. Welcome along to the show. Lindsay is in Plymouth, about to start a brand new job as a training officer for the NHS. Congratulations on the new job, Lindsay.
Woo!
Yeah! Of course, starting a new job, the first thing you've done is plan your holiday. So where is my face going on your luggage?
I'm going to go around Cornwall. Why go anywhere else when we have beautiful Cornwall in this country?
Well said. I holidayed there as a boy. I've returned as an adult. It's one of my favourite places on planet Earth, so it'll be nice to be there in cartoon form on your bag. So, Lindsay, the only thing that's standing in the way is a beautifully loud rendition of All You Need Is Love by the Beatles. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
In that case, Lindsay, it is time for you to be loud for your luggage.
Is love, do 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 do. All you need is love, do 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 do. All you need is love. All you need is love.
Oh, Lindsay,
you made it your own.
Oh, hang on, Paul McCartney's calling. Lindsay, nicely done. You did make it your own, as Glenn said, but it's enough for me, which means we're going to send you the Breakfast Show merchandise. Thanks for tuning into the show, Lindsay.
Thank you. Have a good day, everybody.
Have a lovely day. Good luck in the new job. There will be a chance for you to be loud for your luggage next week on The Breakfast Show, as, of course, tomorrow around this time, it's all about you guys winning yourself a Wix gift card worth £250.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The time is 11 minutes past 7. It is your Thursday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time for the comings and goings across social media with Anna and Glenn. Anna, let me start with you this morning. What's going on?
So I've seen a really funny video of basically when a woman is getting married and she asks women to be part of her bridal party versus what men do when they're getting married and how they ask their groomsmen.
Okay.
Okay, Mandy, I do have something very important to show you. Will you be my bridesmaid?
What are you doing next Saturday? Are you free? I need another groomsman. To open bar.
Bridesmaid's gifts. I got everyone a monogrammed cup, tumbler, slippers, candle, safety pins, tied to go pin, writing pin, sticky boobs, earplugs for your date because of all the screams.
Oh, dude, what? Remind me your last name. Also, your real name. Yeah, Tracy doesn't want to put Wipey on the wedding program.
No, I did ask Mandy to be a bridesmaid. I just feel like her feelings would have been hurt if she wasn't included, so.
You know how Drew's the sensitive one? What if we don't even invite him to the wedding?
No one tell him. No one tell him. He has some great friends that are single available guys at the wedding. Maybe one of you falls in love. Maybe your love story starts that day.
Dudes, I just got word. Midnight Mandy's a bridesmaid! Someone scored this weekend.
Nicely
done. It's so
true, isn't it? Nicely done.
Do you know what? When choosing my groomsmen or ushers, it was all done over WhatsApp in sort of the most, as if I was paying by the word.
And I've
groomsmen
been to,
in question mark?
Yeah, yeah.
and like on the flip side of that, I've been bridesmaid and I had like a Disney princess water bottle with my name on it, yeah. a dressing gown with my name on it, like the full word.
The monogramming is massive in the bridesmaids world, isn't it?
My girlfriend wants all her bridesmaids to just be like kids of other guests, so it's all just like basically just a bunch of 5-year-olds, and it was like, well, that's not fair on them, because you basically say, hey, do you want your first ever job on a day when you thought you were going to have just a day off mucking about with your friends?
You know, Evie was the flower girl at Unky Burp and Auntie Flan's wedding. It was a lovely day, but you know,
real names
on the robes, monogrammed. Yeah, yeah. Burp and Flan.
Yeah. But do you burp?
No, you're going to bring a tear to my eye again, Glenn. Glenn, if you carry on reminding me of that magical day. But yeah, I mean, her little face, there's some pictures where, you know, the bride and groom look absolutely fantastic, but then there's Evie as a flower girl just looking slightly bewildered and confused as to why she's walking down the aisle. But yeah, it's a lovely thing. But the monogramming that went on there, everything was monogrammed left, right and centre. Glenn, what have you got for us today?
Well, this is from Art Excellent on Instagram. This is one of the most complicated washing machines you'll ever hear that is able to knock out an absolute banger of a tune. Okay, the caption is, this is Harry Potter doing his laundry.
Oh, wow. What, is he playing this by pressing
different
buttons?
Yeah, this is all the different buttons.
What, and a bit of door slam?
Right, what happens there is one of his mates comes in and just starts banging the door, and he's offering nothing. The original Harry Potter theme tune doesn't have this level of percussion. If anything, he's sported. But this is, if anything, I'm impressed by what they're doing. But it's just made me feel really inadequate with regards to my own washing machine. Mine's got, like, three buttons.
Yeah.
It's either off, on, and then alarmingly, it's got an option for what's called heavy soil. And I don't really want to investigate what that is. Anyway, you'll be thinking about that a lot later. And I'll save you data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The time is 11 minutes past 7. It is your Thursday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time for the comings and goings across social media with Anna and Glenn. Anna, let me start with you this morning. What's going on?
So I've seen a really funny video of basically when a woman is getting married and she asks women to be part of her bridal party versus what men do when they're getting married and how they ask their groomsmen.
Okay.
Okay, Mandy, I do have something very important to show you. Will you be my bridesmaid?
What are you doing next Saturday? Are you free? I need another groomsman. It's open bar.
Bridesmaid's gifts. I got everyone a monogrammed cup, tumbler, slippers, candle, safety pins, tie to go pin, writing pin, sticky boobs, earplugs for your date because of all the screams.
Oh, dude, what? Remind me your last name? Also, your real name. Yeah, Tracy doesn't want to put Wipey on the wedding program.
No, I did ask Mandy to be a bridesmaid. I just feel like her feelings would have been hurt if she wasn't included, so.
You know how Drew's the sensitive one? What if we don't even invite him to the wedding? No one tell him. No one tell him.
He has some great friends that are single available guys at the wedding. Maybe one of you falls in love. Maybe your love story starts that day.
Dudes, I just got word. Midnight Mandy's a bridesmaid! Someone scored this weekend.
Nicely
done,
Anna.
It's so true, isn't it?
Nicely done.
Do you know what? When choosing my groomsmen or ushers, it was all done over WhatsApp in sort of the most, as if I was paying by the word.
And I've
groomsmen
been to,
in question mark?
Yeah, yeah.
and like on the flip side of that, I've been bridesmaid and I had like a Disney princess water bottle with my name on it, yeah. A dressing gown with my name on it, like the full word.
The monogramming is massive in the bridesmaids world, isn't it?
My girlfriend wants all her bridesmaids to just be like kids of other guests, so it's all just like basically just a bunch of 5-year-olds, and it was like, well, that's not fair on them, because you basically say, hey, do you want your first ever job on a day when you thought you were going to have just a day off mucking about with your friends?
You know, Evie was the flower girl at Unky Burp and Auntie Flan's wedding. It was a lovely day, but you know,
real name
on the robes, monogrammed. Yeah, yeah. Burp and Flan.
Yeah. But burp?
No, you're going to bring a tear to my eye again, Glenn, if you carry on reminding me of that magical day. But yeah, I mean, her little face, there's some pictures where, you know, the bride and groom look absolutely fantastic, but then there's Evie as a flower girl just looking slightly bewildered and confused as to why she's walking down the aisle. But yeah, it's a lovely thing. But the monogramming that went on there, everything was monogrammed left, right and centre. Glenn, what have you got for us today?
Well, this is from Art Excellent on Instagram. This is one of the most complicated washing machines you'll ever hear that is able to knock out an absolute banger of a tune. Okay, the caption is, this is Harry Potter doing his laundry.
Oh, wow. What, is he playing this by pressing
different
buttons?
Yeah, this is all the different buttons.
What, and a bit of door slam?
What happens there is one of his mates comes in and just starts banging the door, and he's offering nothing. The original Harry Potter theme tune doesn't have this level of percussion. If anything, he's sported. But this is, if anything, I'm impressed by what they're doing. But it's just made me feel really inadequate with regards to my own washing machine. Mine's got like three buttons.
Yeah.
It's either off, on, and then alarmingly, it's got an option for what's called heavy soil. And I don't really want to investigate what that is. Anyway, you'll be thinking about that a lot later. And I'll save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 17 minutes past seven on your Thursday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And that real music comes in so many different shapes and sizes for our absent friend today, Matt Dyson. He's on his holidays, but he left behind a shoebox full of old cassettes, and I'm going to put one of those cassettes in the tape deck. And if you can work out which song is playing, then you're going to get yourself a shout-out on the show in about 7 minutes' time. So I need your names, I want to know where you are, what you're up to, or what constitutes a shout-out in your world. Send it all along to 8 12 15. Right, so let's have a little... It says Noughties on it, so it's
right.
Obviously a song from the Noughties. Some other stuff in here. What is in Matt's shoebox here? There's a wristband to the first ever Isle of Wight Festival. It's a weird powdered egg. Okay, let's put this in here.
But he's going to take all this stuff on the plane. Yeah. He's left it all behind.
He's left his tripe. He'll be livid when he gets there. Oh, what is this? Let me just eject that and rewind it using a pencil. There we go. Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah.
It took a while, didn't they?
Yeah. Two gold awards, the Radio Academy Awards. I'm just going to rewind this.
Here we go. Still going.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, no worries.
Sorry.
Should we talk amongst ourselves?
No.
No?
It pushed me off. I'm trying to spool something back here.
So what music are you into, Anna?
Well, I like Dolly Parton, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I've done it. I've done it. Great. Put it back in.
Thanks.
Yes. Your names, your answers, where you are, what you're up to, send it all along to 8 12 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint your walls a shade that'll get your neighbours staring with Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. What's £21, now £16.
Be house proud with Wix.
7:28 on your Thursday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. Once again, I dipped my hand into Matt Dyson's shoebox and pulled out a cassette tape. I played you the cassette tape. It's not in the best shape. We had to work out what was being played. Glenn Moore, would you like to do the honours this morning? You seem to get this one pretty early on.
Yeah, I thought it was Nirvana, but actually it is a member of Nirvana's different band. It's Foo Fighters Learn to Fly.
It is. Well done, Glenn. And well done to Sarah and Dylan, off to work at Margate Hospital. Sarah in Selby getting ready for work, delivering car parts. Mark carefully delivering a wedding cake to a venue. Melanie from Plymouth desperately trying to get her overdue coursework completed by the end of today. And Sarah from Shropshire on her way to prison, because she works there, she points out in brackets. So, well done, everybody. It was the Foo Fighters and Learn to Fly. And Matt Dyson's fusty old shoebox of cassette tapes will return tomorrow. There's a catchy name for the feature, isn't it?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
It is 7:45 on your Thursday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
10 weeks of tickets with Enterprise.
Yes, all this week, thanks to our good friends with Car Rental Benefits Enterprise, we're sending you to the Isle of Wight Festival with £250 towards Enterprise Hire to get you there in style as we play The Price is the Isle of Wight. And joining us on line one is Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. How are we doing?
Welcome along. Hello. You're in Lymington, so you can just pop across the Solent. You'll be at the festival. Mark loves a bit of Absolute Radio 90s, which is always good. On line two is Will in Bristol. Good morning, Will.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hey,
hello, Will.
Will's a main station kind of cat. He likes the OG. Mark, this is Will. Will, this is Mark.
Morning, Will.
Morning, fella.
Okay, gentlemen, this is what's going to go down. I've got five items in front of me, the price of which is based on Isle of Wight festivals from days gone by. All you need to do is tell me, is the next item higher or lower in price? If you are in control of the board when we get to the final item, you have got the tickets. Are you ready to play?
Yes, mate.
Yeah, crack it.
Okay, Mark, you were picked at random first, so we're starting with you. So you need to lock this number into your brain, Mark. Here we go. The very first Isle of Wight festival took place in 1968 when a Hot Point iced Diamond 50 refrigerator would set you back £58. So lock in £58, Mark, okay?
Okay.
Bryan Adams headlined in 2003, the same year that the world's first 3G handset was released. But was the cost of the Motorola A830 higher or lower than £58?
Higher.
It was higher. It was £400. Mark, you're still in control of the game. So, from £400, we move into headlining the Friday night in 2008 were the Kaiser Chiefs. But in 2008, UGG boots were incredibly popular. But would a pair of women's standard UGGs set you back more or less than £400?
Less.
It is less! Oh. They were £150, Mark. You're still in control of the game as we move from £150 to the legendary Jimi Hendrix headline, the Isle of Wight Festival in 1970. But in 1970, was the cost of a Bush television higher or lower than £150?
Lower.
It's higher, it's £270, which means, Will, you are in control of the game. Are you ready to play?
Yes, mate.
So we move from £270 to George Ezra, his headline in the main stage at this year's Isle of Wight Festival. But in 2023, was the cost of a cardboard cutout of King Charles III higher or lower than £270?
Lower.
£30 is what it'll set you back. Yes, it's lower. So this is it. Get it right. You have won the tickets, Will. Get it wrong. They are going to Mark. Here we go with £30 in your frontal lobe. I ask you, in 2019, Biffy Clyro closed the festival. But in 2019, was the cost of the lowest price of one Bitcoin higher or lower than £30? Will?
Well, I'm going to have to go higher with that one, mate.
You've gone higher. The answer is one single Bitcoin, 2019, would set you back £2,656. Oh. Will, you've won the tickets. Congratulations.
Brilliant.
Your expertise on Bitcoin is really impressive. The way you kind of, David, of course it's higher. Will, great having you on the show. Mark, unlucky, nicely played. It was also lovely having you on. Well done, Will. Enjoy the festival.
Fab, thank you very much.
Take care of yourself, my friend. So that was all thanks to Enterprise. Whatever vehicle you need, whenever and wherever you need it, they're here to help you out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is hurtling towards 12 minutes past 8 on your Thursday morning, and once again I am opening the doors to the Bureau, a little complaint. A weekly opportunity for you to air any grievances you may have. So this is your quibbles against a work colleague, a friend, a former lover, or maybe just society in general. It doesn't matter how big or small. Share them at 8, 12, 15. For example, when this person wishes to remain anonymous, they've said, "Good morning, Dave and the team. I'm really not sure why, but I hate it when people use the phrase, this is too hot to handle. Could you kindly file it away in the Bureau?" Unless you're in God in 60 seconds, I don't know where people normally
use
that phrase.
And if you are, I can understand why you want your anonymity. Yeah,
explains a lot. But yeah, of course, people will no longer say, this is too hot to handle in your company because I have filed it away in the Bureau. Now, here's my one. It's against a stablemate because I think they're the best Bureau of Little Complaints they're against your work. It's not you again, Glenn.
Okay.
I know you've been the victim of many complaints in this feature's history. It's actually against Leona Graham, the queen of rock, you know.
Slash his hat.
Okay, Leona, let's wait outside the studio for now, please. So on Saturday, Soccer AM, the legendary TV show, said farewell. It broadcast for the final time after many, many years. And it's loved by so many people. Other people kind of dipped in and out of it over the years, but it's always been there. It's like a kind of, it accompanies people's weekends. Whether you liked it or not, you knew that there was a Soccer AM happening. And, you know, in recent years, so many of the clips and the things they've done with the guests have gone viral, and it really was just a really great piece of television hosted by some really lovely people. And yesterday evening, it occurred to me, and I can't believe that I'd forgotten this, but of course, I have scored one of the greatest ever goals in Soccer AM's history.
Yes.
So I went into my camera roll and I posted it on Instagram. Now, you can check it out for yourselves on my Instagram. Now, Anna and Glenn, I saw you both liked this video.
Yeah,
so
we've
thank
seen
you for
it.
I put it on Reels.
It's a great goal.
It is.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
It's Jimmy Bullard taught me how to do a Rabona. A Rabona live on the air on a Saturday morning is a tough thing to pull off, but it went right
you
into
scored
the
it with your winkle pickers.
I did. I had
bottom bins, as they say.
Bottom bins. At one point, Fenn has commented that I must have brown suede winkle picker predator boots on. That genuinely happened. So I'm very proud of this. And I remembered I had it in my camera roll. So I posted it yesterday as a little tribute to all the great work that went on Soccer AM. So some of the comments on my Instagram. Six skills. Trick shot laughing face emoji. Why has it ended, said Mrs. Pants 95. I thought that was referring to the clip of me scoring a goal, but then I realised she meant Soccer AM. It was a bigger picture thing. Skills, I got some hand clapping emojis. Legendary moment, said the whiskey gift guide. Dan Noble said, when are we putting together the Absolute Radio 5-a-side team? Superb, proud of you, said Tilly Tweets. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction. Colonel Tractor said, awesome, Dave. And then Leona's comment. What was that quirky little kick? My head was expanding, and then the Queen of Rock came along with a pin and just deflated.
That's so damning.
It's not a quirky little kick.
Doing one of your little kicks.
Yeah, brown side predators is what Fenn has said. It's a Rabona. Me, Pele, Ronaldo, Messi, they're the names that trip off the tongue.
Little cute little Panenkas. Why don't you do one of those?
So, yeah, so Leona really took the wind out of my sails, and therefore I'm making a complaint against Leona Graham for the Bureau of Little Complaints.
It's made me reframe it, and yeah, I'd like to say, I thought it was rubbish.
Oh, no!
This wasn't very powerful.
Right, we're out of this now. Talking bit over.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Folk be venting. Let me tell you. Ben in Leeds says, morning, Dave. I work in a caff. And I hate it when people say, can I have tea for two? Okay, Ben. I'll file it away, I suppose. Kay says, morning, Dave and the team. When people say to cut a long story short, then proceed to give you a monologue, can you please file that in the bureau? Kay, it is gone. Dave in Solihull says, it should be deemed socially unacceptable to say reach out in meetings rather than speak to. As in, I'm going to reach out to Anna, not I'm going to speak to Anna. Dave concludes, unless you're a member of the Four Tops, please stop saying this immediately.
Oh, does that go in the bureau? Let's circle back in a couple of weeks.
Anna, is there one you would like to... anything you'd like to file away this week?
Yeah, I'm so pleased to get this opportunity to get it off my chest. Thanks, guys. I went to the park run on Saturday, did it in Fulham Palace this week.
Very nice. First time.
Well, not sure I'm going to go back.
Oh, why?
Because...
You didn't commit a crime again, did you?
Yeah.
Not this time. There was hundreds of runners, and basically, you know, once you've finished, you go and you get your park run code so that you can get your time logged.
I'm going to pretend and go, yes, of course I know how it it's ends.
You
hand someone a barcode, they scan it, and then you get an email a few hours later going, you came last.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, what are they like, eh?
I mean, the worst part of it, though, this weekend was that there was hundreds of people, as I say, they were all in a queue, and they didn't have their barcodes ready when they got to the front of the queue.
Come on, people. Get your barcodes out.
We're all waiting.
So were they like fumbling around? Why would they have a bag? You don't do a park run with a bag, do you? Did they do fumbling around in their bags looking for it?
Yes.
Do you just have to have your shirt open, ready to go?
This applies to a lot of stuff. It's people on the bus not having Oyster card or money true. Ticket ready, that sort of thing. A friend of mine, this doesn't seem as relatable, but a friend of mine used to work as Goofy at Disney World. And he said the people who would queue up for like 5 minutes and then get there and go, oh, I don't know if we've got a camera. And what are we going to do now? Have a chat.
It is the Bureau, a little complaint, and it is very much open. Come join in at 8:12:15.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get your garden ready for less with their summer saver offers on bark chippings, decking and Cuprinol Duck's Back Shed and Fence Paint. Shop online and in-store today. Ends Wednesday.
Be house proud with Wix.
Good morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where I have one word for you all. Doily. Yesterday, live on air around this time, it was a celebration of all things doily after Anna Geary revealed that she uses them when she has friends over for an afternoon tea. And Glenn and I were shocked to our core by the use of the word doily for the first time in over 35 years on radio. But then Claire in Aberdeen, she leapt to your defence, Anna. And I'm so pleased to say that Claire is back on the show right now. Hey, Claire.
Hi.
So you messaged yesterday saying you have a selection of crochet doilies that come out on special occasions, as well as a large selection of teacups as well. So you guys became the doily duo, which was great. Then we started to speculate whether you could be a singing duo. And Claire, you said with real confidence, real vigour, you said, Dave, I can sing. I am a fantastic singer. So if you're going to lay down some kind of doily-based challenge, I'm your gal. That's what you basically said to me, wasn't it, Claire?
I didn't use the phrase fantastic. I definitely didn't say that.
You wouldn't lie to me, would you, Lindsay, Claire, about your singing qualities, would you? Because earlier on this morning, a listener named Lindsay did.
Is love, do-do-do-do, all you need is love.
6:38, that was happening.
All you need is love.
That's Lindsay winning herself some merchandise.
All you need is love.
So, on a scale from one to Lindsay, where are you, Claire?
I'd say I'm probably five. Because I used to go to, like, music theatre when I was younger. So I think I can hold a tune.
Okay.
Right, so you are going to be duetting with Anna. There's a couple of things you need to know. Firstly, Anna is actually a very well-accomplished and talented singer. This is genuinely, by the way, in case you missed it the first time round, Anna singing Rock the Casbah lounge jazz style.
They began to wail, shriek, don't like it.
So, you know, Anna's got them pipes, is what I'm saying. So that's good. But you're not willing to carry anyone, are you? You said to me off air, I will not carry Claire. I can't make that more clear.
No, absolutely not. We want to hear Claire. Okay. Crochet doily Claire.
So whilst all this was going on, Glenn, you said Doily Parton.
Yes.
So I thought, well, there can only be one song that Anna and Claire can duet on, and it's this one.
Oasis.
So, Claire, your reaction to our song choice?
I love Dolly Parton, Dolly Parton. Yay. So that, and my mum loves her too. She's going to be so happy.
Nice.
I feel like I've made a new friend, you know. Me and Claire.
Which is both tragic and heart-touching in the same breath.
Me and Claire just seem like kindred spirits, honestly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How do you feel about doing a bit of Dolly, Anna? You're the pro singer here.
Oh, you know I love Dolly.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I'm excited about this. In fact, I'm so excited about it that I know you both have time to do it in about half an hour, which is fantastic. And then we're going to play it, give it its world premiere tomorrow around this time on The Breakfast Show. Claire, since you made your appearance yesterday on the show, you've had some interesting correspondence from your friends and family. Some asking you, can you actually sing? Who sent you that question?
Well, my dad said, I didn't know you could sing, question mark.
Even though he's sort of support, Dad.
He's been to my shows when I was younger.
You know? Ouch! Okay, and the other one was doily based.
Yeah, they were asking me, oh, do you crochet your own doilies? And I was like, no, come on.
Oh, no one should get that message in there, though, should they? By the way, Claire, may I ask, are you crocheting your own doilies? Claire, it's been a charm having you back on the show. I cannot wait to see if your dad's right. I cannot wait to hear your singing voice. In fact, we all will. Tomorrow, around this time, when the doily duo will be doing dollies 9 to 5 together here exclusively on The Breakfast Show.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint your walls a shade that'll get your neighbours staring with Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £21, now £16.
Be house proud with Wix.
Oh, go on then. Let's do a smash, shall we? We're going to have to do afternoon tea versus movies. After all the doily chat and how pumped and excited we all are for your rendition of Working 9 to 5, your duet with Claire from Aberdeen, we're going to have to look back at why this came to be. It was doilies. It was afternoon tea. We did music yesterday, so we're doing movies. That is the smash. 8-12-15. Include your name in your text so I can give you the recognition you deserve for your pun, your piece of wordplay. I've got Benedict Cucumber Sandwich Batch.
Very good.
Do you think so? I think it's awful.
I reckon, I reckon he was bullied with that at school.
I've got Stuart Little Sandwiches, which I am...
That's really nice.
I'm proud of in many ways. Anna, what have you got for us this morning?
I've got Bourne Tea.
Bourne Tea's lovely.
Thank you. And Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Scones.
Yes! Excellent work, Glenn.
Quiche, quiche, bang, bang. Dodge Ealing Comedies. And Bruce All High Tea.
Okay, it is afternoon tea versus film. The number once again, 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where but moments ago I challenged you with coming up with wordplay involving the movies and afternoon tea. And Samantha in Manchester gets us underway with English breakfast tea at Tiffany's. We have gold finger sandwiches from Paul in Somerset. Nicely done, Paul. Teapot fuzz from Simone in Highgate. Always nice to hear from you, Simone. Betty Four. Weddings and a funeral from Dave in Huddersfield. We've got 50 Shades of Earl Grey, which is nice work from Rich in Leicester. Clotted Cream America from Jamie in Leeds. Then there's On Her Majesty's Secret Silver Service from Lisa in Swansea. But let's not forget the Sandwiches of Eastwick from Steve in Southampton. And finally, from Vicky in Leicester, what can only be described as a double whammy for Harry T. Potter and the Philosopher's Scone. Bravo.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That's it from The Breakfast Show on the first day of a brand new month. I am so grateful for having you tuned in, and of course to those of you who got in touch. Don't forget, if anything should happen in your life or a story should come your way that you think I would enjoy or the team would like, then you can email me anytime you like. Even when I'm not in the studio or in the building, it is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk, because someone is always standing by to take a little look inside the inbox. Now, I leave you with a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast, and I'm going to be frank, I'm really enjoying the power of naming them in Matt Dyson's absence. Yesterday, I bought you more grandma content for you, and today, I bring you Glenn Moore's Heavy Soil Setting. What a great name for a Daily Podcast. Coming up next, news on how you could win £250,000 tomorrow. We'll be back with you at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.